This is a special edition of Fresh Air, commemorating September 11th. Many Americans have read the emails Greg Manning wrote to friends and family while his wife Lauren was in the hospital, hanging on by a thread after the World Trade Center attack. He collected his emails in the best-selling book Love, Greg and Lauren. Lauren worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, the firm that lost over 650 people in the World Trade Center. Greg works for Eurobrokers, whose offices were in the South Tower. But he was at home with their baby the morning of the attack. On September 11th, Lauren walked into the lobby of the North Tower just before the first plane struck. Before she knew what was happening, she was engulfed by a fireball that shot out of the elevator shaft. Burns covered over 80% of her body, and her chances of survival were slim. Lauren was hospitalized for 3 months. The first month was spent in a coma medically induced by her doctors, so that she would not have to experience the excruciating pain and so that they could perform the necessary skin graft surgeries. Lauren came out of the coma October 15th. What were your first thoughts on regaining consciousness?
Looking at my husband and just so happy to see him there. And my first thoughts were, what had happened? You know, I knew I'd gotten injured. I knew that it had been a terrorist attack, probably. You know, I wanted to know what had happened. I had no idea the trade centers were knocked down. I wanted to know how the people were that I worked with or that worked for me and, you know, where everyone was. I wanted Greg to get me some things from the office that I'd left there.
Greg, what was your approach to telling your wife what had really happened? You know, that it was a terrorist attack, that most of the people she worked with were killed in the attack, that the World Trade Center no longer existed?
Well, I mean, obviously all of the above, but the real issue was, you know, and I talked to the people on the Burn Center staff, I talked to her doctor, I talked to the psychologist there, which was basically, don't volunteer information. It's so much to absorb. I was very worried through the period before she was awakened that, you know, we had all had to deal with it, and it had taken everyone in this country weeks to deal with it, and then she would have to hear all of this on top of everything else. But the concept was timing and dosage. You know, if she asks a question, answer it honestly, but don't give her all the information at once. And through her questions, she will discover the answers to everything. And then over a period of days, you know, she found out.
Lauren, did you suspect that your husband was consciously trying to protect you from the magnitude of the truth?
Yes, he gave it to me in measured doses. A part of me, I think, understood that. But at that time, I was willing to give it up to, I guess, how they wanted to play it, because I was really her, Terry. It was a struggle, even after I woke up, in terms of just, you know, breathing and my daily existence there. It was the beginning of the fight.
As you did learn what happened on September 11th, what was the most shocking part to you, the most upsetting part?
The most upsetting part for me was the loss of so many, many friends and colleagues. I've been with Cantor for 10 years. One of our sister firms in the business is Greg's firm. We know many, many of the same people. In addition to the conference that was going on that day, that was a whole nother subset of people in our business. These are people that we've grown up with, weddings, children, vacations, you know, going out for dinner, cocktails. So it's a very close-knit industry, and the devastation and the loss of everyone was quite overwhelming.
There are still days where, you know, there are so many people who are gone that you forget to think about some people. And then one day you think about, you know, I'd like to call someone, and you realize that they're not around. You know, it's just such a profound thing that so many people aren't here.
Lauren, what was the extent of your injuries?
Greg, you can describe that, I think.
Lauren was burned over 82.5% of her body. She had widespread, third-degree burns. She received extensive grafts, and she's done, amazingly well. She did have some lung injuries as well, but she's fortunate enough, that she was able, that she's recovered very strongly. She did.
And not all of it was certainly third degree. I've had the tips of three fingers removed. So my manicure bill is cheaper, which is a good thing. Other than that, it's you get on with it.
I'm wondering how it's affecting your recovery from this tragedy to know that your personal tragedy is part of an enormous national tragedy, that your recovery is tied in to something cataclysmic that happened to the whole country.
I'm very proud to be a citizen of this country, and so my part is to, fight through this to get better for my family and to, what I believe should be a representation of, what we are as Americans, that, you may knock us down, but it doesn't mean we won't get back up.
In terms of the context for me, I think that it somehow made it easier to deal in the aftermath because the U.S. government went after the people who perpetrated the tragedy. So it was a horrible pain, but you also felt that someone had acted to do something. And one of the most profound experiences I had was to hear from a chopper pilot who was in the Afghanistan theater, who was saying that his unit was fighting for Lauren. And one day I was late with the update, and he wrote back, the guys in the unit anxiously await word on Lauren's condition.
Yeah, they flew F-16s with bombs with our names on them.
Having bombs dropped with your name on it is a pretty potent symbol. Did you feel completely good about that symbol?
Frankly, yes, I did. I think ultimately, education may be a longer-term solution in stopping things like this. But on behalf of all of my friends that died, I felt good that there were people out there that took up the cause to try to eradicate what was certainly a very evil act.
Lauren, you've had to learn to live with pain and with the incredible itch of the healing of burn injuries. What are some of the things that you do to carry on as you experience ongoing pain?
Oh, this is my daily job, getting better. So, yes, I may itch. It may hurt, but eventually it will subside. And the more I work through it now, the better the outcome. So it's like playing in any sporting event, anything I've done before in my life. You get in there, you get it done. So I don't really consciously engage in it as something that overwhelms my daily existence. It's part of it, and that will change.
Greg and Laura Manning, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck to you both.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Lauren and Greg Manning. His book is called Love, Greg and Lauren. This is Fresh Air.